الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وإمام المتقين وقائد المجاهدين سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان واستنى بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يقول الله تعالى: إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. وجاء فيما روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب اللغة العربية لثلاث، لأني عربي، والقرآن عربي، وكلام أهل الجنة عربي. وجاء فيما روي عن سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه فيما كتب إلى سيدنا أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قائلا: أما بعد، فتفقهوا في السنة وتفقهوا في العربية. وجاء في رواية أخرى عن سيدنا عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال: تعلموا العربية في القرآن كما تتعلموا، وتعلموا العربية فإنها من دينكم، وتعلموا الفرائض فإنها من دينكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to Marcus Sohaba Online, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, broadcasting from the studio in Durban. And the program is Ta'allamul Arabiya, Learn the Arabic Language, exclusive to Marcus Sohaba Online, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Quranic verse that was recited: indeed, we have revealed an Arabic Quran so that you may understand. And the riwayah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he states, love the Arabic language for three reasons. Firstly, because I am an Arab. Secondly, because the Quran is in Arabic. And thirdly, because the language of the people of Jannah is Arabic. And then in another riwayah, he said, learn Arabic because it is part of your deen. And learn the law of succession, the law of inheritance, because it is part of your deen. Alhamdulillah, we have already done three lessons since its inception of this program, Ta'allamul Arabiya. And today, inshallah, we will do our fourth lesson. Thus far, we have learned many words. Our common nouns that we have learned, first those that refer to things. We learn the word baytun, a house; masjidun, a mosque; babun, a door; kitabun, a book; qalamun, a pen; miftahun, a key; maktabun, a desk; sarirun, a bed; kursiyun, a chair; najmun, a star; qamisun, a shirt; mindilun, a handkerchief; hajarun, a stone; sukkarun, sugar; labanun, milk. Then with regard to human, we learn the word tabibun, a doctor; tabibun, a doctor; waladun, a boy; talibun, a student; rajulun, a man; mudarrisun, a teacher; imamun, a leader. As for animals, we learn the word kalbun, a dog; a cat; himarun, a donkey; hisonun, a horse, diikun, a rooster, jamalun, a camel. In addition to this, we learn the word hadha, which means this. We also learn the word dhalika, which means that. So hadha is this and dhalika is that. In addition to this, we learn some interrogative participles. We learn the word ma. Ma means what? The word ma is used to inquire about the identity of something, like ma hadha. Hadha kitabun. Ma hadha means what is this? Hadha kitabun. This is a book. Ma dhalika. What is that? Dhalika qalamun. That is a pen. Ma hadha. What is this? Hadha qamisun. This is a shirt. Ma dhalika. What is that? Dhalika mindilun. That is a handkerchief. Then in addition to this, we learn the word ah. Ah means is this. Ahadha kitabun. Is this a book? Naam. Hadha kitabun. Yes, this is a book. Ahadha qalamun. Is this a pen? La. Hadha miftahun. No. This is a key. Adhalika imamun. Is that an imam? La. Dhalika mudarrisun. No. That is a teacher. Then we learn the word man. Man means who? Man hadha. Hadha waladun. Man dhalika. Who is that? Dhalika tabibun. That is a doctor. Man hadha. Who is this? Hadha imamun. This is a imam. So these are the new words we learned. And in addition to that, we learned that the word na'am means yes. And la means no. Now today, inshallah, in lesson 4, we are going to learn about an indefinite noun and a definite noun. Thus far, every noun that we have used were in its indefinite form. How do we identify an indefinite noun? An indefinite noun will not have what we call the definite participle, which is made up of alif and lam, al. It will not have the al prefix to it. Example, baytun, a house. But now if I, you'll find that this word baytun does not have the al prefix to it. And on the last letter we have a tanween. Tanween means we have a double dhamma, dhammatain. Or in Urdu, they call it pesh, a double pesh. So, baytun is a house. It does not have that alif lam in the beginning. And the last letter of the word has a dhammatain or a double pesh. And we translate it as a house. Now, if I attach an alif lam to this word, firstly, after the attachment of the alif lam, it will no longer have a dhamma tain. It will have just a single dhamma, a single pesh. And it will become al-baytu. Now, al-baytu means the house. Baytun, a house. Al-baytu, the house. Now, how does this impact on the meaning of the word? If I say baytun, a house, I am referring to any house. But when I say al-baytu, the house, I am referring to a specific house, the house, definite. So baytun, in English we call it an indefinite noun, because it refers to any house. A house. A house means any house. But when I say al-baytu, it means a specific house. And it is translated as the house. So we call al-baytu a definite noun and baytun an indefinite noun. In Arabic, the word baytun will be al-ismul munakkar. Karu, and that means indefinite noun. And al-baytu will be al-ismul mu'arrafu, that means definite noun. So this is how it impacts on the meaning. Baytun without the al and the last letter as a dhammatain is translated into a house. And al-baytu, now I attach the al to the word bayt, I prefixed it. And the last letter no more has dhammatain, I cannot say al-baytun. That would be absolutely wrong, because then it will be like saying the A house. You can't say the A house. The dhammatain actually means A. And the al means the. So al-baytu, the house. If you look at another word, kitabun. Kitabun means a book. When I say kitabun, I am not referring to a specific book. I am referring to a particular book. So when I say kitabun, a book, if I say I saw a book, it means any book. But probably you came and asked me, did you see such and such book? And I tell you, yes, I saw the book. Meaning I saw the book that you are referring to. So that is a definite noun. The book. It is about a specific book that we are talking. So if I take the word kitabun, it means a book. Now that is an indefinite noun. Al-ismul munakkar. If I want to make this noun definite, I will say al-kitabu. The book. Now it is a definite noun. You find I prefixed al to the word kitabun and the last letter no longer has a dhammatain, it has a dhamma. A single dhamma or a single pesh, as they call it in Urdu, pesh. Al kitabu, the book. So kitabun is a book. Al kitabu, the book. Kitabun refers to any book. As I said, if I say I saw a book, it means any book. Not a specific book. But if you came and told me, did you see such and such book? And I say, yes, I saw the book. Now we are talking about a specific book. So, al-kitabu is a definite noun. It refers to a specific book. Let's look another word. Look at another word, qalamun, a pen. As you see, there is no al prefix to it. And the last letter, which is the meem, it has a dhammatain. So qalamun means a pen. Now, if I want to make this word definite, firstly, I prefix al. And the last letter, meem, must have a dhamma. Al qalamu, the pen. Qalamun, a pen. Al-qalamu, the pen. So when I say qalamun, I am referring to any pen, an indefinite noun, al-ismul munakkar. You ask, if I tell you I saw a pen, means any pen. But if you come and tell me, did you see such and such pen? That green pen or that red pen? And I say, yes, I saw the pen. The pen, now we are talking about a specific pen. Al-qalamu, the pen. If we look at another word, jamalun means a camel. So there is no alif lam prefix to it. So it means a camel. And the last letter lam of jamalun has a tanween. We say jamalun and not jamalu. A camel. If I want to say the camel, I will firstly prefix it with an al, which means the, and the last letter must have a single dhamma. So it won't be lun anymore, it would be lu. Al-jamalu, the camel. Al-jamalu, the camel. So that's why we learned that to convert an indefinite noun to a definite noun, we add or we prefix al to it, and the last letter must have a single dhamma. Example, baytun, a house, becomes al baytu, the house. Qalamun, a pen, becomes al qalamu, the pen. Kitabun, a book, becomes al kitabu, the book. Jamalun, a camel, becomes al jamalu, the camel. Now, just for the listeners' information, I am using the part one of the book that is taught in the language college in the Islamic University of Al Madinatul Munawwara, and we are doing lesson three of that book, so you could follow the book also. Now, today we are also going to be introduced to adjectives. Adjectives are describing words. Now, if I take the word al-qalamu, the pen, and I want to say the pen is broken, I'll say al-qalamu maksurun, maksurun, mim kaf sin waw ra, maksurun, broken. Al-qalamu maksurun, the pen is broken. Al-qalamu maksurun, the pen is broken. Then we have the next one. Maksurun means broken. That's the new word we learned, and it is an adjective. Now, an adjective is a describing word, a word that describes a noun. So maksurun is describing the pen. It is telling us that the pen is broken. Al-qalamu maksurun, the pen is broken. The next example, al-babu maftuhun, the door is open. The word maftuhun means open. So if I say al-babu maftuhun, the door is open. If I want to say the book is open, al-kitabu maftuhun, the book is open. If I want to say the key is broken, al-miftahu maksurun, the key is broken. I want to say the chair is broken, al-kursiyu maksurun, the chair is broken. I want to say the bed is broken. Al-assariru maksurun, the bed is broken. Assariru maksurun. I want to say the mosque is open. Al-masjidu maftuhun. I want to say the house is open. Al-baytu maftuhun, the house is open. The next example, al-waladu jalisun. The word jalisun means sitting. Al-waladu, the boy. Jalisun is sitting. Wal-mudarrisu, the waw means and. And the teacher, al-mudarrisu. So when we have a waw in front of this word, Because meme is what we call harf qamariya, a moon letter. We pronounce the lam, we say wal mudarrisu. And the teacher, waqifun, is standing. Al waladu, the boy, jalisun, is sitting. Wal mudarrisu, and the teacher, waqifun, is standing. If I want to say the doctor is sitting, at-tabibu. Now you see, I won't say al-tabibu, I'd say at-tabibu, because tha, the word doctor begins with a tha and not a ta. Tha, at-tabibu. So I say at-tabibu, I can't say al-tabibu, because tha is what we call al-harfu shamsi, a sun letter. So, at-tabibu jalisun, the doctor is sitting. Wal-imamu waqifun, and the imam is standing. Then I could say, ar-rajulu jalisun, the man is sitting. Wat-talibu, and the student, waqifun, is standing. Now, to do a bit more examples, al-kitabu, now we learn the word jalisun means sitting, we learn the word waqifun means standing, the word maksurun means broken, the word maftuhun means open. Now we learn two new words, and they are opposites. Al-kitabu jadidun, the book is new. The word jadidun means new. Wal-qalamu qadimun, and the pen is old. Al-kitabu jadidun, the book is new. Wal-qalamu qadimun, and the pen is old. I can say al-qalamu jadidun, the pen is new. Wal-kitabu qadimun, and the book is old. I can say al-qamisu jadidun, the shirt is new. And I could say wal-masjidu qadimun, and the mosque is old. I could say al-miftahu jadidun, the key is new. Wal-mindilu qadimun, and the handkerchief is old. I could say as-sariru jadidun, the bed is new. Wal-kursiyu qadimun, and the chair is old. In the next example we learn, al-himaru saghirun, the donkey is small. Wal-hisanu kabirun, and the horse is big. So al-himaru, the donkey, it has the alif lam attached to it, and I'm saying al-himaru, I'm not saying al-himarun. It would be wrong to say al-himarun, because if you say al-himarun, then it's like translating it into the a donkey. It's either a donkey or the donkey. There's no such thing as the a donkey. Saghirun means small. So al-himaru saghirun, the donkey is small. Wal-hisanu, the waw is not part of the word. The waw is a separate word which means and. Al-hisanu is the donkey. When I say wal-hisanu, it means and the donkey, I mean the horse. Al-hisanu is the horse. When I say wal-hisanu, it means and the horse. Kabirun is big. So the word saghirun means small, and the word kabirun means big. Now we learn so far 4, 5, 6, 8 new adjectives. The first one is maksurun, it means broken. The second one is maftuhun, it means open. The third one is jalisun, it means sitting. The fourth one is waqifun, it means standing. The fifth one is jadidun, it means new. The sixth one is qadimun, it means old. The seventh one is saghirun, it means small. The eighth one is kabirun, it means big. Now we go to the next example, al-kursiyu, the chair, maksurun, is broken. Al-kursiyu, maksurun, the chair is broken. Now we're learning another adjective, wasikhun. Wasikhun means dirty. Al-mindilu, wasikhun. The handkerchief is dirty. Al-mindilu wasikhun. The handkerchief is dirty. So the word for dirty is wasikhun. Al-mindilu, the handkerchief. Wasikhun is dirty. In our next example, we learn a new adjective also. Baridun. Baridun means cold. Al-ma'u baridun. The water is cold. Al-ma'u baridun. The water is cold. Al-ma'u baridun. The water is cold. Al-ma'u, the water. Baridun is cold. So we also learnt a new word here, al-ma. Ma'un means water. Al-ma'u, the water. In the next example, we're also learning two new words. We're learning a new noun and we're learning a new adjective. Qamarun means moon. Al-qamaru, the moon. Jamilun means beautiful. So if I want to say the word, the moon is beautiful, I would say al-qamaru jamilun. The moon is beautiful. Al-qamaru jamilun. The moon is beautiful. If I want to say the star is beautiful, I would say an-najmu jamilun. The star is beautiful. If I want to say the house is beautiful, al-baytu jamilun. The house is beautiful. If I want to say the mosque is beautiful, I'll say al-masjidu jamilun. The mosque is beautiful. So we learned the word qamariya, which is a new word, and we learned the word ma, which means water, which is also a new word. As for the adjectives, there are many new adjectives we have learned thus far. Inshallah, we will do a revision. In our next example, we are learning two new adjectives and the nouns we are already familiar with. Al-baytu qareebun. The house is near. The word qareebun means near. Wal-masjidu ba'idun. And the mosque is far. Al-baytu qareebun. The house is near. Wal-masjidu ba'idun. And the mosque is far. Now we are learning another two new adjectives and one new word and one word we are familiar with. Al-hajaru means the stone. Al-hajaru thaqilun. The stone is heavy. Wal-waraku khafifun. And the leaf is light. Thaqilun. It starts with tha. The word after tha is tha. The letter after ta itha, thaqeelun, al-hajaru thaqeelun, the stone is heavy, wal-waraku khafifun, and the leaf is light. Insha'Allah, we will continue next week because we have already come to the end of this session. In fact, we've gone beyond. We will continue with this lesson next week. I will be online again, insha'Allah, for the program Tarweehun Nufus from 17:30 until 19 hours Central African Time. Until then, wa ma tawfiqi illa billah wa bihi thiqa wa alayhi tuqalan wa ilayhi unib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.